for a little bit, or really two different svarim, and then we'll clarify what's going to happen today. But let me try to give a little bit of background. Shabbos is a very unique and powerful day. Many of us are aware that Chazal understand that Shabbos is shkula keneged kol hamitzvos. That Shabbos is compared to and analogous on some level has the weight of all other mitzvos. And in that sense, it undoubtedly is very important. Many of us know that in halacha, a person who is mechalal Shabbos, beferhesia, so a person who rejects Shabbos, so on some level that can impact their status and the way that we relate to them in a variety of halachos. Shabbos is viewed as being uniquely powerful. However, as it is sometimes a little bit challenging to pin down what exactly about Shabbos is so unique. So we're speaking about two different svarim that have been published in the last, 30 years or so, with an attempt at describing the unique Kedusha of Shabbos and how exactly a person can appreciate what's going on. One of those svarim, Rav Pinkas, wrote a sefer called Shabbos Malkasa. That's a very, very beautiful and powerful sefer describing the unique Kedusha of Shabbos. And the other is a sefer called Das Shabbos. Das Shabbos is another sefer put out trying to explain and highlight for us the unique Kedusha of Shabbos. Let me give a little bit of background as to why the svarim are valuable and what they are trying to do, each a little bit in their own way. Rav Pinkas writes in the introduction to Shabbos Malkasa what is a very sort of under simple observation, which is that many people invest before Yomim Tovim trying to maximize, trying to take out of the Yontif whatever it is that they can. Many Yomim Tovim, it isn't so hard to figure out. Much as people will have their chaps about the individual Yontif, in the end of the day, we know that Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu, that Shavuos is the time that we receive the Torah. And connecting to what that means, so the basics are definitely there. It's a time to highlight the fact that we receive Torah, period. There is also something else when it comes to Pesach. Pesach is Man Cheruseinu. It's pretty identifiable what Pesach really is. Rav Pinkas points out that Shabbos, despite the fact that we know Shabbos is very important, despite the fact that Shabbos is so chashuv and it takes place every 7 days, it is often much more challenging to pin down what exactly the unique Kedusha of Shabbos is, or what a person is supposed to take out of Shabbos, what a person is able to derive in terms of the Kedusha of Shabbos. But we know that it's very important. The famous line of Achad Ha'am, I believe, that more than the Jews have kept Shabbos, Shabbos has kept the Jews, that Shabbos has been something which has sustained us. But it's hard to figure out what about Shabbos is so unique, as Rav Pinkas points out, because there are some very basic questions about Shabbos that need to be addressed to understand Shabbos. Number one, why is Hashem resting on Shabbos? The Ribono Shel Olam Kivyachol doesn't really have to rest. What's the value or the purpose of God resting on Shabbos? Number two, how does that relate to us resting on Shabbos? Why is there an Isser Melacha, and what exactly is the goal of Shabbos? What at its core is Shabbos really all about? What's the purpose of it? Let's go with a third question, which is very important to understand. We know the parameters and maybe the goal of Simcha. We were speaking about even in Shir a little bit, the Gemara and Pesachim, Ein Simcha Ela Bebasar, Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin. Salvatrix speaking about how Simcha is a Maisa Mitzvah with a Kiyam Shebelev. It's there to generate a certain sense of joy, a certain sense of excitement and passion. But what about Shabbos, which for many Rishonim doesn't have Simcha? Shabbos instead is something else. What Shabbos has is what's called Oneg. What exactly is Oneg and how is it different than Simcha? I know what Simcha is. Simcha seems to be doing certain actions that cause me to be happy. That's what I'm doing. But what is the Oneg of Shabbos? It's not Mechayiv me to have Basar and Yai in the same way. We assume in Halacha of a person had a very scary dream and they want to fast on Shabbos. So Chazal tells, we assume that Me'ikir didn't that person can fast on Shabbos. They're entitled to do so because it's Oneg for that person. It seems like Oneg is on some level more subjective or at least has a different connotation than does Simcha. And many of the Bali Machshava try to define the precise nature of what Oneg really, really is. In that sense, it requires a degree of Hagdara, which is very important. And we'll give one more explanation why. There is sometimes a phenomenon, many of us may be familiar with this, from our Limud of Chumash. We want to introduce ideas at a young age to children. It's important that we introduce concepts, that they be familiar with certain ideas. One of those, one of the first things on a religious level that kids meet at a very young age is the idea of Shabbos. A small infant will often be told, Don't play with that. It's Shabbos or it's Muktzah. That's where the phenomenon of like everything is Muktzah, like Muktzah, which is Nisr Dirabanan, suddenly becomes like the category for turning on lights on Shabbos. It's Nisr of Muktzah. Turning on Shabbos is not a problem of Muktzah. It is a problem of other things, but it's not a problem of Muktzah. You know, like some of these things, like cooking food on Shabbos is not a problem. It's not a problem of Muktzah. Could it maybe also be Muktzah because of the other Isurim? So maybe on a secondary level, but those of us that have a hard time with jokes have a hard time also with that one. But there is something to be said for, at an early age, because at an early age we're brought up with Shabbos being something, so what ends up happening a little bit is that Shabbos, because we're so used to it and it happens so frequently, we can also take it for granted what the Kedusha of Shabbos is. But that's Chaval, because Shabbos is undoubtedly very deep. It has basic questions of Hagdara, what's called Oneg, why the Ribono Shel Olam is resting. How is our resting a Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis? And what does that have to do with, how does that work at all? The problem is only confounded by an additional element of it. Shabbos seems to be complex. In the Sefer Shabbos Malkus on the Sefer Das Shabbos, pointing out the different elements of Shabbos. Shabbos is Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It's also Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's also Shalosh Shudos time, especially the different sections of Shabbos. It's also a question of thinking about La'asid Lavo. It's why Chazal tells the Gemara in Shabbos, a person who is Makban and eating Shalosh Shudos, so they are going to be Nitzol in the future from Melchemes Gog U'Magog. They're going to be Zochel and Nachel B'li Meitzar if they're owning Shabbos well. It's also future focused. So Shabbos is complex, what it's even connoting and what it's remembering. And as we just referenced, not all sections of Shabbos have the exact same goal. The night of Shabbos may be more Zechel and Maaseh Bereishis. The day of Shabbos may be more Zechel and Mitzrayim. Shalosh Shudos may have its own kind of a koah. The Piazetzner speaks about in Tzav HaZeirus, Shalosh Shudos being more comparable to the most intense parts of Yom Kippur in a certain sense. You know, that the time period at the end of Shabbos is what's referred to as an Eis Ratzon. It's a particularly intense time period. That's why we say at Shabbos Mincha, Vani Tfilasi L'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon. It's a time period of particular koah. The B'nai Yisrael explains from the earlier Makoros, why is it even an Eis Ratzon? Because the Ribono Shel Olam created the world on the first day, he says, so Mistama, he decided to create the world right before the first day. What is the time right before Yom Rishon? The end of Shabbos. The end of Shabbos of the Ravid to Ravid is a particular kind of a time period. Which means that a person who wants to be able to tap into the power of Shabbos is going to need to be able to appreciate the different facets of Shabbos and to try to find within all of the mess, within all of the different elements of the Kedusha of Shabbos, how exactly they can identify, is there one theme, is there one yisod which will connect all of Shabbos in a particular way. The Sefer Shabbos Malkasa and the Sefer Das Shabbos are a little bit different in the way that they are written, and they're a little bit different in the way that they are structured. The Sefer Shabbos Malkasa is a little bit shorter. It is geared towards presenting Mahalchim, but he's writing it like a regular Sefer in paragraph form. He's writing it in a regular Sefer with a particular kind of a structure. That's the way that he is presenting it, to go through and explicitly, to be mechazik, people are doing it in that kind of a way. The Sefer Das Shabbos, he's a Talmud of Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shapiro was one of the great Balei Machshava. In particular, there are certain Sfarim that very much impacted the thought of Rav Moshe Shapiro, the Ramchal and the Gra and Rav Tzadok and some others, and a lot of, and the Maral, and a lot of the Sfarim, a lot of them, what he does here in Das Shabbos, it is, aside from everything else, an unbelievable collection of Mikoros about the Kedusha of Shabbos. Ma'amari Chazal, here he has a Gemara Ksubis on Daf Hey. Maybe we'll talk about it in, you know, next week. But quoting Rav Tzadok in a lot of different places, quoting comments of the Shlach HaKadosh, quoting comments of the Ramchal, quoting from the Maral, and here in Gevurah Hashem, collecting from all over the place, different Sfarim. Many of the ideas are a particular blend of Machshava, which is a Machshava, which is influenced, connected to the world of Kabbalistic perspective, but not one that is as heavily Kabbalistic. If you're learning the writings of Rabbi Chaim, the writings of Rabbi Chaim Vital, or things like that, but certainly influenced by a particular system of Machshava. In that sense, if you're looking for great Mikoros on different topics, there's a wonderful index in the back. So Das Shabbos is a great sefer to be familiar with. He has an Emunah also. He has Antfilah. He has some wonderful Sfarim that are there. But in Shabbos, to give you Mikoros, to highlight the unique Kedusha, which is helpful because we want to get out of Shabbos what Shabbos can give us. But in order to do so, requires kind of different elements of Shabbos. Rav Pink is also, in a very beautiful way, I think, what I would say it is also based on many of these Mikoros, but understands, again, it's the Ha'arav Rav Pinkus. I think he understands where people are often coming from, the struggles people have, and giving a mahalach, which can actually really, on an avoda level, be very, very beneficial. Be that as it may, two wonderful Sfarim, Das Shabbos and Shabbos Malkasa. Both of them are Sfarim, which I think can provide a degree of insight for the unique Kedusha of Shabbos and what it offers. And those of us that want to invest a bit in understanding Shabbos, these are certainly two of the Sfarim. There are other Sfarim also, but these are two of the Sfarim that I think are best and most capable of sort of resonating with many of us in terms of the Kedusha of Shabbos itself.